What's up, guys? Welcome back to May I Talk. This is your boy, Mr. Anonymous, aka Mr. A, in the building. How are you all doing? Hope everybody's good, you know, staying safe. I'm here with my lovely co-hosts, Miss Mo, and Denny, and Manny. How you all doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm doing good.
Morning,
huh? Yeah, man. One of those low weekends, man. It was a rough last week for me, man. I had a lot of work this week, but I'm glad for the weekend. Unfortunately, tomorrow again, the week starts again. So.
Bloody Monday. But Mondays are supposed to be enjoyable. I love Mondays.
I hate Mondays.
I despise Mondays.
Mondays and Wednesdays.
I love Mondays because I really don't work on Mondays.
Okay.
It's a rule, life rule.
You know, starting something is always the hardest part. So Mondays are always hard, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's why you guys should do business. You can choose to go to work or not. Anyway, today we will be talking about situationships, entanglements, flirtationships, and all types of ships we have in our lives. I'm glad to have you guys here again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So let's start with a little bit of history or a little bit of the meaning of situationships. Danny, what do you think situationships are?
Should I go with the Oxford definition or...
What definition are we coming? Are we using
my own definition?
Yeah, all right. So, a situationship, I view it as, you know, you and your significant other, or can we even call it significant at this point? So, you and whoever you're romantically inclined with, or so on, and whatever, you guys are just in, you're together, but then you haven't clearly defined where you stand and the limits of which this ship can reach.
Okay, so Mr. A, have you ever been in a situationship?
It matters on what you define as a situationship.
Didn't we just define it?
That's Mr. Denny's definition. I have my own definition.
Oh, okay. What's
your definition? Enlighten us, man. Tell us your definition.
Well, according to me, situationship is a ship for a situation. Meaning, what? It can't just be, we're just friends with benefits. It can be any situation. You can be any situation. We see once a year when I travel. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And that's going to happen. And you know what I mean. And then that's it.
I don't know what you mean.
What do you mean?
Does it always have to be sexual, though? Does it always have to be?
For guys, yes. For girls, I found out no.
Yeah.
Literally, because I got in trouble. Sorry for interrupting you. I got in trouble. Because I thought, okay, as long as I kept it clean and kept it like out of the bedroom, like I was safe. And I've been dating somebody I did not know I was dating.
Yeah, well, that happens a lot with women. That's because you guys are always very good with giving mixed signals. Yes. Yeah, you guys are like I always say, like I always preach, there's a difference between sex partner, friends with benefits, and someone you're dating.
Okay.
So if you know that you like a girl and you want to be sleeping with this girl, let him just be sex partner. Know that, okay, hey, what's up? Where are you? Are you coming over? Are you coming over means, are you coming for sex? That's sex, right? Mm-hmm. Now, when you start to do, hey, what's up? Good morning. How was your night? And stuff. Now, you are building a relationship.
Okay.
You are starting to build some sort of relationship.
I'm going over the boundaries.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, let me defend all the Yoruba demons out there. I'm not saying I do this.
Okay.
I'm just being the devil in the situation.
Allegedly.
See, when you are in a relationship, not really, when you're in a situation that is that beneficial to you, especially if you're having sex without putting in any of the work and responsibility of a significant other or a boyfriend or anything like that, you want that to continue.
Okay, yeah.
When you want that to continue, you want the person that's giving you that sex to be happy. So you try your best to keep them in a happy place. You do things that they like so they don't feel so bad about giving you sex.
That is how you now end up having a situationship. Because you did not define it. Okay, babe, we're just having sex, but I'll be checking on you once in a while.
How many girls how many people are willing to, especially guys who are in a good thing? Because to me, I'm not saying this is what, again, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Allegedly.
So, like, how many guys are without willing to jeopardize what they have by defining it? How many girls be willing to sit down and hear, oh, I don't want to have a future with you, I just want to sleep with you?
Well, welcome to 2020. A lot of girls now do that.
Please, my phone is open. Give me their number. It's
a lie. Most girls don't like.
Okay, yes, I agree. Not all girls.
They will always want.
Not all girls, obviously. There will be some special girls out there. What's up? I'm single. That will say, please. Okay, let's do this. I want this. Let me focus on my career, and we're gonna have something on the side.
Mm.
But even though, yes, guys also catch feelings,
mm-hmm.
mostly it's girls that be like, okay, this person,
what are we?
What mm-hmm. are exactly? And if you, even if you think in the back of your mind, we're just sleeping together, if someone says it to your face, we are just sleeping together, like, it seems like suddenly you're devaluing the person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So in order not to spoil a good thing,
you'd rather keep quiet.
How was your night? Thank you. Oh. you see where it's coming from? That's not what I do. I'm just saying.
Alright, so you guys actually think, because I feel like the problem is when you don't define what you want, you end up having issues whereby one person is dating the other person and the other person is not dating the other person.
True.
Like I, outside the recording, I just said it like some couple of minutes ago, a friend of mine that apparently was in a relationship with a girl for over a year without knowing it was in a relationship with the girl, you know. But the girl was like doing nice things, like cooking, cleaning, taking care of him, having sex and all of that. But is it that you men are blind to see, wait, that a girl is devoting our time, our effort, and you cannot say, okay, babe, I'm not going to date you, I'm just there.
Okay. Please let me respond. I'm sorry. Guys, let me just tell you, I was sleeping before this recording started. No, but okay. Most girls, they feel like they're Jesus Christ. And let me explain myself now. In the Bible, you know the story of Lazarus.
Yeah,
he was dead for 3 days.
Mm.
They said nothing can wake this guy up. He was dead. He was already rotten. And Jesus Christ came and said, "That's what you believe." And then, you know, Jesus Christ performed a miracle.
Hmm.
Girls think that, okay, yes, even if, you know, the beginning of this relationship, this thing, this guy just wants sex. I like this guy's sex. But you know what? In between, it may take a month, it may take 2 months. Let me care for this guy. Let me do everything a girlfriend's
going to do. I can change him.
It changed me. No! Some people want to die and stay the way they are. Especially if they're in between relationships. They don't want any kind of entanglement. Sorry.
Mr. A,
you brought back some old wounds.
Who hurt you?
I understand where Mr. A is coming from, but still, right? Is it defined from the beginning that, homegirl, this is just sex? Because look, I have friends that will tell you, I like friends with benefits, whereby aside sex, we can still help each other, but no emotions involved. When I mean emotions, I mean I'm looking to date you, take me out for drinks or dinner with your friends. Yeah, they could go out, but never with his friends. And even when they go out with his friends, he will never say, oh, meet my girl, just like meet my friend. Now that's friends with benefit. And then there's the one that is just sex. Hey, what's up, where are you? Nobody knows them together. Is hidden. Then there's correct as relationship. Oh, daddy and mommy meets my girlfriend. Uh-huh. Uncle and brother meets my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Now, you see that these three things have labels.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's flirtatioship, whereby we just flirt each other. It might not end up in sex. We just like to say nasty things to each other, you know. Now, these things are defined. If you don't define it from the beginning, I don't think the girl will be expecting that you will change to want to be a boyfriend.
They usually do. You guys, you're just saying they usually do.
Okay, now, if they usually do, why is that men don't insist and say, you know what? Don't come to my house again. I'm not having sex with you again. You're not washing my clothes for me again. Go your own way.
Wait. Excuse me. Oh, hold on. So,
my body is hurting.
Excuse me. if KFC is to come to Nigeria, they're saying they're giving everybody 2-piece free chicken in Lekki phase one. You think I'm not staying in Lekki phase one to collect my chicken? What are you talking about? So from the beginning, me and you, I was not in a relationship. We just fucked. Then I said, oh hi, I want to take you on a date. We like to go on a date. We like to watch a movie. You came to my room. You set this thing. We fucked for 2 hours. We woke up the next day. And then you're telling me what are we like? I mean, come on. No. Come on. Does it make any sense to you?
Wait.
No.
Okay, that one is extra.
Oh my god.
This guy is actually hurting. Yeah. That's
so very deep. No, that one is extra. No.
That's an experience.
No, I agree with that scenario. I agree with. See, as someone who has been on both sides of this equation, mm-hmm. I'd say that it's a lose-lose. Because if you define something, you might not like the definition.
Mm-hmm. But you know that sometimes some people end up actually getting to date each other.
But that's the exception, not the rule.
That's another one.
You will know a guy that wants to date you and he likes you, and you know, there will be signs. Excuse me, ladies. If a guy just texts you in the evening for your regular whatever, he doesn't really like you.
He might just have a very high libido, and I might have a very high libido, okay. And we might just sync sexually.
Most guys, even if they don't want it to be blatantly obvious, mm-hmm. when they like a girl, mm-hmm. the girl will know.
Thank you.
I'm not saying it's the general. Mm. There are obviously there are some people that will not be like that, but if I morning, how are you? Are you awake? Have you eaten breakfast? How are you getting to work? Afternoon, have you eaten lunch? Mm. Is anybody somewhere at work? Should I come and see you? Evening, do you need a ride home? What's your plan for this evening? Oh, he's not with me. Have fun. Call you in the evening. We're not together. Are you home safely? Are you sleeping? How was your day? Are you
Not the one that you text you once a day and then you resolve. Oh, yeah.
I'm getting confused.
Message will be on red for 2 weeks.
Okay, I feel like situationships are like not just limited to boyfriend girlfriend issue.
True.
They are also you find them in sugar mommy, sugar daddy issues as well.
Sugar mommy, I'm still single.
And then I mean it's like when like they say, women have daddy issues, men have daddy issues, men have mommy issues as well. Mm,
yes,
you know?
We do.
And when a girl has daddy issues, like they say, I am not saying that it's true or it's not true. They tend to actually fall in love with their sugar daddies, which I find very, 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 very dumb.
Yes,
you know,
I agree.
That this person is married. You know, except you just want to be second wife. Now, understandable if you want to actually fall in love with this person. But then, this guy approached you with a ring. Clearly, you know he's a cheat.
And four children.
Clearly, you know he's a cheat. Now, you guys are having sex. He has his ring on. And you're still expecting that he will leave his wife for you.
Well, back to what Mr. A said, they think they're Jesus.
His
wife
thing,
couldn't keep him, but
the problem is, why do females find themselves in situationship? Sometimes I feel like it's you people's fault.
You guys
are only so nice. You guys will take her out, buy her things that a normal boy would not do.
And then,
you get
nice guys. What do you mean?
And then you fuck her the way a regular boyfriend would.
Does not.
Wickedness.
And then she will go home. She start thinking, oh God, wow.
She now look at her husband.
She now say, no, she might not even be married. You know, she might probably have it. She look at her boyfriend and see the guy, look at him from head to toe, very lanky stuff. Nothing, no chest.
Tim Lake. Lakon's
body is nice. You look at the guy, like, asking for a certain money. The guy will tell you, when I come back, let's look into this when I come back. But then you call your sugar daddy. Sugar daddy is like, okay, don't worry. I'll send money to your account. You just find yourself, money brings love.
Yes, I agree.
I agree. I'll fall in love with Davido. I'm just saying.
The first time a girl took me out on a date and like literally paid for like I was confused. And like literally like in the normal day I'll be like that girl I'll be like
this is the last time we see each other, that kind of thing. But when I was lost, the next day I was like, should I call her? Should I wait till she calls me? That kind of thing. Well, like, see, girls out there, if you want to mess with a guy's head, twist the tables. Like, before he pays, you pay. Doesn't have to be a regular thing. Mm-hmm. Even that boy, he might not like, he will respect you.
Yeah.
The things he will like, he will love. Just try. Mess with, fuck your boyfriend once in a while. Do it. Just do it.
Ladies, have you met opportunist? Let's start with that.
Because
some guys are very hungry.
True.
That's what Mr. Money said once in a while.
So, but anyway, now let's look into, you know, why we've looked into why situationships, you know, happen. But let's look into how you find yourself in a situationship and how you can get yourself out of situationships. Because a lot of times, a lot of people actually end up getting married. Because you can't get out. Imagine you've been sleeping with the same girl for 3-4 years now. She's been cooking and cleaning for you. Won't you by force fall in love?
No.
That's where cheating actually now really... Because a lot of people settle down for what...
No, that's...
Maybe only if a kid is involved.
That's Stockholm Syndrome. That's not love. I don't know what that is.
You're just fond of the person at that point in time.
No, that is, I think it's a habit. That you're just in a habit and you don't want to break it. You don't want to... Mm-hmm. Ruin your routine.
But you guys agree that when there's a situationship, it's the guys that used to fall in love first?
No.
As long as I repeat, I'm not the best person to be an unbiased because I've been on both sides of that equation. So to me, I've fallen hard for a girl and she does something, bro, pause. And also, I've been in a situation where I thought we were just friends. We used to flirt as in heavily, but that was just a joke. Like, we woke up, what's
how
up?
Can you think you're just friends to someone you're flirting with?
She
like
had a boyfriend. Pity me.
Oh, wow. Oh, God.
That's one of my gangs.
Pity me. I thought I was safe. I was like, she'll call, like, oh, hello, you look nice today. Me too. I said, oh, you look nice today. Next day, I said, oh, you're beautiful. I like your shoes. You look beautiful. I thought next day, we escalated from that. And then, suddenly, someone was trying to beat me up behind. I'm like, oh God, why are you trying to hit me? Like, you're sleeping with my girlfriend. I'm like, who's your girlfriend? And when they said the name, they say boss.
Wow.
we had to call, both of us had to call the girl then and there for her to confirm that I was sleeping with her. Then she now met me later. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry about that, but we're still cool, right? I'm like, what do you mean we are still cool? We are, man, there's no we.
You know,
there is no we. Wow.
Literally.
So, do you think, you know, taking a girl out on dates, I mean, even if you guys don't want to have a relationship with her, taking her on dates, buying her stuff, do you think you can blame the girl for actually, I mean, paying her attention as well? Can you blame her for falling in love?
Not 100%, but that's, see, like you just said, it's 2020. If you're female or male, if you add value to my life, I want to appreciate you. That's just who I am. If you misunderstood the signals, it's not up to me once I realize you misunderstood it to, like, okay, this is not what you think it is. But if you happen to throw sex in my direction, who am I, a mere man, to see me?
Adultery.
I'm merely a man.
Now, I want to ask a question for Mr. Anon. Have you ever dated someone older before?
Yeah.
Your mom is listening to this. Thank God. I was waiting for that trap.
Jesus Christ.
And we've been blaming men all this while.
Let me tell you something. I've had with no shame. I think dating older women was actually the best, you know, times of my relationship life.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because older women understand situations. Young girls, they don't go though.
Why? But was she okay? No, I don't want to know the details whether she's married or not. I don't want to know the details. But dating an older woman, did it make your relationship life easier? I mean,
yes.
Dealing with, you know,
absolutely.
You didn't find it challenging?
No. Why?
Why did you break up with her, or why did she leave you?
Okay, for first of all, she was,
Even though those sentences were said, you understand.
You understand what I'm saying. She was in a so that made things hard, and I was just off a relationship. So I was good to go for anything.
Did she fall in love, or at some point did she like you too much?
Yeah, but the good thing was that I had to travel, and I made sure I didn't come back. So because she got into it. But the thing what I like about older women is that they are more like They are more, they give you more time, they are more understanding. Mm. I mean, you guys don't, are they, a younger, like, especially somebody that's way younger than you, they will think, oh, everything must be the guy must do this, must do that, the guy must open, you know, open all the floors, she must be on the, you know, this kind of, but it's, another one understands that, oh, look, it's 50-50, you do this, I'll do this, you know, this, I love the balance, you know, and then they don't, like, over text, like, younger girls that can't, I don't like, you ever notice that, I don't know if, guys, tell me, the younger girls, like, you know, there's some people that text, like, they text you. They can text you like everything I want, but then they text you, hey, then send, what's up, then, what are we doing today, then, they don't, why you could just text as a woman, say, hi, what are we doing today?
Okay,
they text 1111 and it pisses me
sir.
Off.
Excuse me, sir, if you're trying to insult me,
I'm not insulting you.
Just say, because I am those girls. I don't know how to, see, I'm too impatient to start.
You can't just press shift and go down to the next line and type.
That is just like, me. But when I'm pissed off, I can literally write a paragraph. Yeah, without, yeah, because then I'm like, oof, trying to air. But anyway, please don't insult me.
Or in that kind of scenario, this is why I like sending voice notes where I call people. Because, I mean, at that point in time, if you're just sending letter after, I'm like,
haven't you heard? Calling has been cancelled.
that's bold. No, man. I didn't get the memo. I'm sorry.
No, when I call people nowadays, they're like, why are you calling me? Send me a text.
What's up?
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I thought this was too important. Was it too personal to leave a trace about?
Oh, wow.
I tell anyone who I get on that level with, man, I will either call you or send you a voice message. If you can't respond or you're on that level that you want me to text, then I will let you know my stand. I prefer to either call or be in person and talk with someone. Texting is overrated and things can get blurred and you won't really get what someone is trying to say. That kind of, the message isn't delivered appropriately.
I thought I was the only one, man. I don't like,
I'd rather call or send a voice message.
I'd rather sit in front of you and have that conversation.
Second.
Yeah, like, yeah. See your facial expression, know when you're using sarcasm or when you're joking about something. Know when I should, you know, stop what I'm saying.
Literally. when to eat out of the situation.
Yeah, because texting, you can't tell if someone is angry or not. And I hate that feeling of not being in control at that point in time. So I rather either call you or be in person, be there in person, talk to you, or voice note.
Who hurt you?
Anyway, let's talk about entanglement a little bit. We all know about the August Alsina situation.
Entanglement.
Jada Pinkett. Come on, ooh, you're not living on the
no. Rock. I know about it. Right. Just that.
Yeah, I mean it's one thing that a lot of people argued about, you know, some couple of months ago when it happened, because August was in love. He said it was a relationship. Jada said it was entanglement. August said Will Smith gave him permission. Jada said they were broken at that point. So I'm thinking, can my husband give my boyfriend permission to have sex with me?
We replied that it was a lie, that he never gave permission. Never.
Yeah, I know, but do you guys think August Alsina crossed the line? I mean, if you were August, like, for example, do you think him falling in love with Jada was his fault? Because he was sick at that point when it happened, you know, and she cared for him, and one thing or another led to each other, and they started having sex. So that kind of entanglement, is it the guy's fault or is it the woman's fault?
No, it's the guy's fault, 100%.
Wow.
No, that one, like, no, normally I'm on the unpopular opinion that, okay, that situation, I don't mind. Because I've spoken about my views with you before about that particular situation, but they were broken up, but they were still married, yes?
Separated at that point.
But legally married.
Yeah.
They had kids together.
Yeah.
They weren't finally divorced. There was no divorce in discussion.
So you shouldn't have fallen in love with
her. You should
have
literally, even if you loved her, like, you should hold yourself until she is literally legally single.
But love is a decision. How do you?
Love is not a decision.
You don't
yes.
choose who you fall in love with.
Agreed.
At that point.
But you choose who you express your love to. And yes, you're a grown ass man. You're not a child that I'm in love with you. I love you forever.
He was 22, I think.
Was he above 18?
Oh, yeah.
I rest my case.
Oh, wow.
Literally, I rest my case.
So, Danny, what do you think? Do you think...
I don't think it was his fault in that scenario. Okay. Regardless
whose
of...
Whose fault was it?
if anyone's fault, it was Jada's fault. Anybody, because she being the older person, being the more mature one in the scenario, should have curled my guy's advances again towards her, knowing that she was going back into whatever she had with Will Smith.
She didn't know. She wasn't sure. They were actually broken.
I'm sure my nigga Will was not single. I'm sure he got some 20-something-year-old white something. You know?
We know he did.
Even at that, like, she didn't. Did she promise him that she was going to leave her husband?
No.
Did she that kind of thing? No. Nah, so literally, there were two adults having sex.
Okay, then in that scenario, it's no one's fault. He wanted to carry on with her, but she was like, no. So they called things
off. It's his fault for falling in love. I don't think she fell in love with him. It was his fault for falling in love, man.
Look at who she had.
It was meant to be a situationship.
How tall is Will Smith? Is he 6 something?
Yeah.
6'2".
Like muscular, I am legend build. They now see what's his name. August, end of the year.
Let me tell you guys. So I think I've been in a situationship before. Am I going to call it a situationship? Because the bastard got married.
Yeah.
Yeah. I dated him for over 2 years.
Oh,
fantastic.
And he sent money to my account to get him an apartment because I was moving back to Nigeria. I did all of that. Did setup, interior design, blah, 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 and all of that. And this guy came back home. I can remember that day I saw his phone. I saw a message on his phone. I was like, oh, who is this girl? I was like, some girl I slept with in South Africa. It sounded like a joke, but then I'm like, okay, maybe it was just joking. Then one red day, I was scrolling through Instagram after work, and I saw his wedding pictures. He married 8 weeks ago.
Oh my God.
And it was, there was no remorse or anything. And I you know, sometimes, maybe it's just now I'm realizing, maybe it was a situationship. Maybe I was the one dating him.
Maybe he just wanted a situationship and you didn't know. And then you were already into
really,
it.
Really, but why was
he lying to her?
Why did
the girl I slept with.
Why did he put so much effort into the whole relationship thing? Because he acted like a proper boyfriend, like.
And if at any point in time he told her I'm married, knowing Miss Mo,
would she not have a daughter? I can get out.
I'm telling you,
but he didn't. He didn't even say it, you know. And I just sometimes I feel like maybe most of these relationships that we see that you know they end up breaking up, maybe they're just situationships, and we're not just aware that.
You didn't know
just,
that they were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because for someone to get married while dating you. Well, like he said he loved me too much. He could not tell me.
That was bullshit.
Oh, thank God. I know, right?
Well, that's me, though. People are different.
I don't think you can love someone too much. I don't want to tell them the truth.
I think you can, though.
Maybe he
what?
Valued, maybe,
you going to hide it?
No, maybe he valued you in his life, but not in that position. But realizing, telling
because
you...
Because some women would think this one thing is rejection. Everyone is just rejecting me. Told her, no, it's just that, you know, you guys... Your paths had to just, you know, break at the point, and that was not, you were not meant to be. There's some people that you love each other so much. You put into it so much that, like, you had this person's breath in the morning. Mm-hmm. But then, I mean, like they say, if God says not meant to be, no matter how you try, it's not going to be. So, they just, you know, I mean, it's sad, but hey. I mean, a lot of intertribe issues in Nigeria as well. Because you're Igbo, somebody's Yoruba, you can't date the person. You know, that kind of thing. It's unfair, but... You know.
But are we going to call those one situationships too? No, they're not
situations. Any situation.
Okay, if they go by the previously mentioned definition, it's a situation.
Yeah, it is.
And that's why I don't date any of my female friends. Once you're my female friend, like I do not...
That is a rule I have. I always say, look, dating your friend is risky. Because you guys can date, and then when you guys now break up,
You can't be friends again.
Sometimes dating your friend is so sweet. The relationship is so nice.
It's not worth it. Because if it's someone that you truly consider a friend and you truly value, for a few months or a year or two, or nowadays, you know, relationships don't last up to a year. You suddenly break up, and you can't go back to that comfort you had, that companionship.
But then I remember a friend of mine that was like so in love with me back then, and I kept on telling him, "Oh no, I can't date you. Oh, no, I can't date you. Oh no, I can't date you." And I started dating someone else, and I found out, God, he hated me, blocked me off. But then I was being honest.
It's true.
I was honest throughout. I kept on saying, I don't feel anything for you, you know? It's not my fault.
That's not your fault.
So then I'm like, would you rather be in a situationship than be in a very nice friendship, you know? But then, anyway, it was so much fun talking today. And it's such like a very low mood today, but then...
It's a very sad topic because so many people really want people in their lives, but because of factors and stuff, they can't have that, you know, so yeah.
One more question before I go, right? So, do you guys think at any point, do you guys think situationships can work?
Yes, actually. Yeah.
To marriage?
Yes.
Lead to marriage? Yeah. And do you think it would be a fruitful one?
Yeah. Not certainly to marriage, it can lead to a long-term
relationship,
happy, you know,
very fruitful, happy relationship.
But then they'll still break up.
I mean, if it can lead to such a long-term
relationship,
then it can definitely go to progress towards marriage.
And you think maybe one of these days, maybe when they're having a fight, you won't start with, we started with sex anyway. You know how anger can make people say shitty things.
But which relationship doesn't start with, and honestly, I feel much more comfortable in relationships. I've had sex with a person already because I know, okay, I've had sex with you and it was good.
Don't allow these people's parents to hear this podcast.
No!
I'm not virgins anymore.
See, that's the only reason I have against arranged marriages. Literally, not because you didn't know the person.
Oh, they still do that in 2020?
They still do that in 2025. Wow. Literally, because you just met the person for the first time. You've not talked, you've not smashed, you've not done anything. You have no chemistry.
So if you're going to buy a generator, you must test it first before taking it home.
You know, you gotta know if it starts.
I rest my case. You just made the argument.
Anyway, thank you so much, guys. I really had fun today talking about situationships, entanglements, flirtatorships, and talking about all shades of ships. And I am hoping to have you guys back here on another wonderful episode. Right, Mr. A?
We'll see. Pay me my money.
All right, guys. Normally, we'll play a game before we go. But today, we don't really have much games to play. So, I'm just going to play two games. Mr. A, spell Emmanuel.
E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L.
Wonderful. Mr. Dennis, spell dictionary.
D-I-C. T-I-O-N-A-R-Y.
Manny, what's the first letter of the Nigerian national anthem?
A.
Oh, All right. So thank you so much for joining in, guys. Mm-hmm. We will be back again next time for another episode. Have a very wonderful time and stay safe.